Time right now for sports. Let's bring in Mike Cossey. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Was it very windy and rainy down there last night?
It was windy and warm, boy.
Yeah, we got up to 70 here on my way home yesterday afternoon.
It was in the 70s here.
And then last night at about 20 after 1, wow, the front came through, the wind, the rain. I mean, just amazing. And there's just lots of tree limbs down and branches and stuff up here, so.
Yeah, I don't know. I slept. I just kept waking up and thinking it was time to get up, and I'm like, beautiful. It's only 2 o'clock in the morning. Back to sleep.
All right. All right. Well, last night I put the game on, and I started, and I said, I turned it off. This is going to be a whitewash, but it wasn't. The 49ers just eked by the Cardinals 28-25.
I don't know if they just eked by him, but when I went to sleep, they had the game in hand.
Yeah.
So I think it was just a late couple of points scored by Arizona that made it look that way. But the way when I was watching it, the 49ers were dominating the game pretty late.
Yeah, they were dominating when I was watching it too. I think it got very quickly to 14-0, and I just said, "Well, this thing's over."
Well, they were losing 7-0 at first, and then they were winning 21-7.
21-7, yeah, yeah.
And then it was 28-7, and that was pretty much it.
All right, well, so we both got a win there. Where do we stand? Where do we stand?
You're 27-15, and I'm 31-11.
All right, so our picks.
I have mine written down already.
All right, well, here we go. Our picks. I am going to take the Bills over the Redskins.
It's amazing how we pick the same games all the time.
Not all of it.
Pretty close. You got like 13 games to pick, and we always have two the same.
Okay, I'm going to take the Packers over the Chargers.
Like I said.
And let's see, who else do I want here? Gosh, I'm going to take... the Colts over the Steelers.
All right. Well, we're the same with Buffalo and Green Bay. And the other game I took was Seattle over Tampa. So I got Buffalo, Seattle, and Green Bay.
All right. We'll see how we make out from there. Hey, the game of the day is 1 o'clock, Jets-Dolphins.
Yep.
And...
good day to clean a garage.
The nighttime game doesn't look too bad. The Patriots versus the Ravens, and it's at Baltimore, so that doesn't look like a bad game actually to watch. And then the Monday night game, it's just plain foolish. Who's going to stay up to watch that? I don't know.
Not me.
Yeah, not me either. All right. So now let's go back to baseball for a second here. So it looks like Cole's definitely going to leave Houston, and if I were to think a team that he would go to, it's going to be something he's comfortable with, unless somebody comes up and gives him like $200 million. That might change his mind. But
here's the thing. Everybody's talking about the Angels. I think the two teams that he won't go to is going to be the Angels and the Yankees, and I can tell you why. When you're making like $300 million and you have to pay those exorbitant taxes for the state, that adds up to be a lot of money. So I think that is going to affect his decision into where he's going to play.
I think that's all going to. The only way that the Angels or the Yankees would be able to get him would be to sincerely overpay him, hugely overpay him.
Yeah, but even if you think about the overpayment, it's still going to go to taxes.
Yeah. So we'll have to see what happens, but it's going to be interesting. There's a lot of pitchers that are going to be out there this wintertime.
There's a few. I mean, Strasburg's going to go, too.
You want to know something funny about Strasburg? There's a rookie league that plays in this area, and it has for years. And the Torrington Twisters, years ago, played in Fusionist Park. You know who pitched for them? Strasburg. Isn't that amazing? When he was a kid, he was just a wiry little kid.
There you go.
And he stuck it out all these years and finally got his World Series trophy. But he played in Torrington, the Torrington Twisters. That's amazing.
What kind of league was that?
It was a bunch of kids out of college, high school, college, young kids.
I don't think he played there at a college because he played in San Diego State.
That's what I mean. So
he played in the Cape League.
These are young kids. These are very young kids. Better than Legion and Babe Ruth and stuff like that. But it was just a really young league.
Is he from up there?
What?
Is he from there?
No. The team operated out of Torrington for I think it was 3 years, and they're owned by the major league owns the league.
Maybe it's a small college league or something.
I don't know.
Never heard of it.
Yeah. Anyways, but it's just funny because all the newspapers are doing a story on it, and it's pretty interesting to see this skinny little 90 pound kid. He actually played in our area. That's the whole thing. You try to tell people, go out and see some minor league games, especially AAA, because you're going to see, you're going to see, a lot of future stars there.
Well, like I said, I've seen a lot of guys play. When I was living in Florida, I seen Frank Thomas play A ball. I seen Ivan Rodriguez play A ball, and then living here, I seen Howard play and Cole Hamels play and all them guys play for the Phillies team here. So A-ball's where you see all the young guys.
Yep. All right. Anything else? Oh, yeah, we got racing. Holy smokes. That's right. Almost forgot about that.
Yeah, you're using up all my time talking about the Torrington Tornadoes or something.
Torrington Twisters. Okay, it's off to the track, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, couple races for today. The fifth at Santa Anita, which goes off at 4:10 our time. Today's all two-year-old races. This is the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf Sprint. Big fields in all these races. Going real deep in here. You need to go deep because there's big prices in these races. The one, Chimney Rock, who's coming off some nice races from Saratoga through Keeneland. The seven, Kamari, who's undefeated in his last two on the turf at Saratoga and Keeneland. The 12, Cambria, who's 12-1, has never lost for Wesley Ward. And then another horse coming in from Great Britain, A. Ali, the 10 horse, ridden by Frankie Dettori. So go deep in here. If I'm going to bet a horse to win, I'm going to go with the 12, Cambria, from the outside. You don't have to worry about getting away from the rail. And box all four of them because this is going to pay big. So the 1, 7, 10, 12 in the fifth race today at Santa Anita. Moving on to another race at Santa Anita today. There's just so many horses to bet in here. The seventh race, which is the juvenile filly race, a mile and a 16th, again for two-year-olds, going with two horses down toward the inside. The one, Donna Veloce, is going to get all the action here. That's a horse I think you need to throw in a try. But the two horses I like the best are the 3 and the 4, Perfect Alibi and the 4, British Idiom. Both of these horses are coming out of the Alcibiades at Keeneland. They ran 1-2 in that race. The horse that ran second, Perfect Alibi, who was 2-1 in that race, is 10-1 in the morning line today. So you get a lot of inflated prices here, and I think these two horses are going to have the inflation on them. So 3-4, 4-3 in the seventh today at Santa Anita. And let's just go on to the ninth today, which is the juvenile race for two-year-old colts and geldings. Two horses I'm looking at here. One on the rail is Dennis's Moment, and with the scratch of Maxfield, that to me really puts Dennis's Moment in the limelight here. You're going to hear a lot about 8 Rings, so it's going to look like a real chalky race with the 1 and the 6. But one horse coming down from Golden Gate, NL Dior. This horse has only run one time on the turf and won by 8 lengths. Working out real good on the poly track. Really, really good on the poly track. This horse is going to definitely be worth taking a shot with on dirt today with Medaglia d'Oro on the top and Tap It on the bottom. So throw that horse in there with Dennis's Moment in the ninth race today at Santa Anita. From there, well, let's go to some races for tomorrow. Starting in the fourth, it's the Breeders' Cup Filly and Mare Sprint. The only reason why I'm going there is because I think there's some value in this race. Covfefe on the rail is going to get a lot of play. Two horses I'm looking at in here. One is the 6 horse, Bellafina, coming off of a fourth place win in the, run in the Cotillion at Parks. This horse is undefeated at Santa Anita, 4-4. Working out real good, 6-1 with the best jockey in California, Flavian Pratt. You got to use Bellafina in the fourth race tomorrow. And another horse I'm going to use underneath is the 9 horse, Spiced Perfection. So 4-9-9-4 in there. From there, only because we're losing time here, We're going to go all the way to the Breeders' Cup Mile. In that race, one horse I'm looking at to make some noise is the 11 horse, Uni. This horse is 3-for-4 in his last four starts at four different tracks. Never ran over Santa Anita, but gets Rosario up. And another horse I'm looking at in here is the 14, Bowie's Hero. This horse has 15 starts at a mile with 7 wins. So 11-14, exact the box in the ninth. The Distaff, everybody's going to be talking about, where is she? Midnight Bisou, who's 6-5 morning line. I'm looking for Mike Smith to drop the anchor here. If the horse wins at 3-5, who cares? If I beat him at 20-1, it's a big deal. The three-horse street band for Larry Jones is stepping up, but ran the best race of her life last time out at Parks in the Cotillion. If that horse mirrors the race, it's going to give Midnight Bisou all that she can handle. So I'm going to use Street Band, the three-horse, and the five-horse, Dunbar Road, who's coming out of the spinster with the third-place finish at Keeneland, to try to beat Midnight Bisou. And then from there, let's just go to the big race of the day, the Classic, because Bricks and Mortars is going to win the turf. Mile and a quarter for up for anybody that wants to run in it. You got a filly in here running with the late. I'm going to look at a couple of horses here to beat McKenzie. I don't think he can get the mile and a quarter. I'm going to use Dallas Stewart's horse, Seeking the Soul, because Dallas Stewart's horses run big in every race. Owendale's coming into this race really, really sharp for Brad Cox at 15-1 with Castellano. Oh, and by the way, Seeking the Soul is 20-1. But my top pick's going to be the five-horse, Yoshida. Billy Mott ships this horse in, is working out well at Santa Anita. The last two times out, this horse was getting to McKenzie in the Whitney, in the Woodward up at Saratoga, ran third again, closing up into not so fast of a pace. He's going to get the pace here. The three-year-olds are a bunch of bad horses. I'm not using any of them. So Yoshida's my pick in the Classic with Seeking the Soul and Owendale. Lots and lots of races over the next 2 days at Santa Anita.
All right, Mike, have a great weekend, and I'll check with you on Monday.
Yep, let's see how we do.
All right, take care.
Take care, guys.
Mike Cosby with a check on sports.